Hi, James from Ingvid. I would like to help you with a problem you might not even know that you have. Do you know what voiced and voiceless is? And if you do, do you know how to do the mechanics of it, produce it, or make sure you're producing it? A lot of students have a problem with this. They may understand the basic idea of voiced is vibrate, but my lesson today will help you to be able to physically feel it so that you know what you should do. And we'll go through a practice session using one of the hardest voiced or voiceless sounds in English. Cool? Let's go to the board and work it out. Ah, Mr. E is being very cool today. I love it. He's gone Shakespearean onto me. To be or not to be? That is not the question. It is actually to be or not to be, voiced or voiceless. So what does it mean to be voiced or voiceless? Now, for some of you, you're like, what is he talking about? And sometimes native speakers watch this. So this is for you native speakers, because you do it all the time, but you don't even know what you're doing. All right. So if you're learning English, don't feel so bad. Not everybody knows everything, including me. So voiced. Yeah. Mr. E has given us a special holiday edition shot here or something. Like, this is him when he was a kid. He's beautiful. Man, look at that. Nice bald head. And that looks really good. This dress shirt. Anyway, so voiced. Voiced is vibration or vibrates. So, okay, got that. But what's vibrating? Well, it's actually your vocal cords. It's right in here. These are vibrating. And when it's voiceless, it's just an air movement. A great example of this is the difference between P and B. When I say P, it's actually just air going over the cords. Nothing really happens. But when I say B, B, there's a slight vibration of the vocal cords. And that's the difference between P and B, right? Now, today's lesson isn't to say, I'm going to work on this sound and this one. It's to help you with the mechanics. I will give you something specific to work on that will help you. That's actually probably, I picked some of the toughest words for non-English speakers to work on, and you'll see them and you'll go, oh my God, I hate these ones. I'm going to give that to you in a second or two. But quickly, let's go through it. Here's my method to help you with mechanics. What sound does a B make? Duh. Bzzz. Yeah, keep going. Zzz. Now put your hand here. Zzz. You'll feel that movement. There you go. That's that vibration I'm talking about. Okay? So the first thing we want to look at is what sound does a B make? Silly, I know, but it's something that's practical you can play with. And notice this. The second thing I want you to do is now put your hand on your throat and say, ah, ah, ah. You can even say E or U or O. Vowel sounds basically are voiced, so they will vibrate the vocal cords. See? So this way, oh, you can feel that vibration. And if you do it long enough, you'll know how it feels and you'll know how to put the voiceless on. Told you I'm here to help you. Okay? So you can say that, ah, is a good one because it's ah, first letter in the alphabet, or any other vowel sound. Step three, start with an ah, and then do the voiceless words and note the difference. I'll give you an example. If I say people, there's two P's there and nothing's dead. No, not dead, it's not moving, I'm alive. People, but if I say butterfly. You'll notice the difference. Note the difference with people, no vibration. Okay. Number four is when I want you to actually do something voiced, like butterfly, butterfly. Note the difference. Notice how there's that vibration. And if you do them together, people, butterfly. Oh, there's a big difference with how my throat works or the vocal cords work. Cool. That's a small practice that you can do. Well, actually, what I want you to use when we go to the board in a second, and I give you the sound of the day you're going to work with. Okay, so I promised to help you with voiced and voiceless. And just in case if I wasn't too clear, what I want you, when I said note the difference, I wrote that on the board before, it's when we do the ah, we're comparing the ah, what happens with the ah here, the vibration, versus the next word we say, and we want to compare the difference. What I'm getting you to do actually is to train your brain to recognize the difference, especially when we start comparing the voiced and the voiceless. you should notice a big difference, and your brain will go, got it. And there are two words especially I wrote on the board that students get confused with because they almost look the same. And one is a verb and one is the noun. And just by spelling, if it wasn't for the extra letter, they could be completely confused, and that's completely understandable. All right, so let's go to the board and we're gonna work on the famous TH sound. Yay! Found in so many English words, okay? So we talked about voices, vibration, and that's why I put like voice vibrate. It's that B sound, right? Here are some words that we can start with. And if you notice, I put beginning, middle, and end. And if you're confused why, I'm just saying the placement of the TH. The vibration will still be there, but it, even though it moves, the vibration will be there. So you can notice we're using words where it starts at the beginning, words where the TH is in the center, and I know there's an E here, but it's basically at the end of the word, okay? Now, what I was explaining to you about, note the difference or see the difference, is this is the exercise I want you to do to get some practice with doing this. So let's do it together, okay? So this is one of those lessons. No, there's not a test, but you get to practice with me. Yes, I'm in your house teaching you. We're working together. Are you excited? I'm excited. Let's do it. Okay, so first we'll put our hand here, as I said. We'll go, okay. The first word is there. Oh. There. Oh, notice how that kind of follows through that. Zzz. You wouldn't think so, but there it is. Then we go with the next one. Then. Then. Now you're going to notice that soft vibration is following your hand and your brain's going, I understand. Next one. Weather. Weather. Now the W makes a bit of a difference because we have to carry through. We're saying a sound, then we have to change it. And that's why I did beginning, middle, and end, so you can notice how it changes. Even though we got what, weather, and it's okay, we're good. Now let's go here. Either. Either. And if you're educated, the first one's educated. Star means there's two ways of saying this word, but notice that the vibration doesn't change. Either. Either. In fact, that E almost pushes into it, okay? So you'll hear people say either or either. The argument is educated people will say either. And a lot of people say either, either you or me. Either you or I. And you can almost hear a British accent when they say either. Okay? So something to keep noting, note. It doesn't change its meaning. It just will change, people will change it depending on the situation they're in. And some people won't because they don't know there's a difference. Next. Breathe. Breathe. Okay? And this is the verb. Ooh. Remember I said we're going to come back? When we get down here, you're going to see the noun form and how it changes. And you'll know by doing this. The next one. Bathe. Bathe. Cool? All right. Now that we've practiced the vibration, let's see what it's like when we just have air. And this, what I mean by air is, air just goes over the vocal cords, but it doesn't make it vibrate. And we're going to do think, thing, birthday, healthy, breath. And look, even just how I said it, it's different completely. And bath, very different. And once again, we're going to use it at the beginning, the middle, and the end of the word, so we can see how it's changed. Or note if there's not a change. So, think. That's odd. Think. It's almost like it just went flattened. Very different from there, even though they seem like similar words, words that you would use regularly, it's done, said differently. How about this one? Thing. Thing. Next one. This one. Happy birthday to me. Birthday. Birthday. Okay. How about this one? Healthy. Healthy. Now I talked about the verb being here and the noun being here. Breath. Breath. And finally, bath. Are you ready? So I should say it like an American. Bath. Bath. I would never say that. I would say bath. But some of you will go, what? If you're in England looking at this video or in Europe, you'll understand what I'm saying. So, bath. Bath. Okay. Now, I'm going to give you a small little hint that will help you. It's for a TH, so I can't say it's for every other voiced or voiceless pair. But I like to think here, if you're still having trouble, you're saying, well, James, yes, you've helped me. So now I know, but how can I also do it? Here's a little thing. When you're using your tongue, bath, use your tongue between the teeth, let the air just pass on, versus bathe. That vibration you'll put, so your tongue just touches your teeth. So that's another little hint I'm giving you. See, bonus, bonus. Hey. When you're doing these ones, think of the air that's just traveling here over it. Just let it travel over your tongue. Bath. That's it. Versus bathe. I feel it here. And I feel it in my teeth. Cool? All right. So now that we've done that and we've done an actual practice together, come back to it. Do it time and time again. There are other words that you can just go look now. See, I've done you such a favor. Yay. You can look here. Now that we've practiced and I've given you the two hints of the fingers here and the with the tongue, now you can go and look on the computer. Give me some voiced words with TH. And you know exactly the mechanisms or the mechanics you can do to get the proper sound. All right? Good. I'm going to give you another pair, but just a small taste, a small, small taste. You know the method that I've given you using the ah and then the word? You can now apply this on our bonus section with P and B. P and B are also voiced and voiceless. Similar ways of speaking, but with p, just the p sound, you can hear the air explode. P with a b, b. The lips come together, pursing, making more of a vibration. So you can use with the voiceless. And here's a three words you can use in the exact same way we've done this. Okay? So you can go, place, place, park, park, put, put. And you'll notice with that air blowing out, that p, how it just kind of shuts down here. Versus the voice for the B. Bring, bring. And you notice how it continues that bring keeps going. How about boy? Boy, boy. Feel the vibration. And finally, boat. Boss, boss, a plane, a plane. Sorry, you're probably too young to remember Fantasy Island, so I won't do that to you again. But you watch it out. There's a little midget guy. He goes, boss, boss, the plane, the plane. It's not a boat, but sorry. boat, boat. Okay, so we practice this. Of course, I haven't done it like this one with the beginning, the middle, and the end, but this is to give you a taste of what you can do on your own. That's why it's a bonus. I've taught you a technique. I did explain the with it, the explosion of the air coming out, and the b, how the lips come together to make more of a vibration. So at least now you can work on the TH and the BP. You're welcome. Okay, anyway, because it was just a lesson on the mechanics for TH, but I've given you the second one here. But you know me, you got a bonus, you got the lesson, you got a bit of a, well, not a test, we practice together. But this means nothing without the homework. And today's homework, because there is no quiz for this on the board anyway, you're going to have to try and figure out which one is voiced and which one is voiceless. And I have one, two, three, four. Because you're going to have to practice in the mirror and have your friends laugh at you when you're going, bzzz, what sound does a bee make in public? I'll give you 1,000,000 points each, okay? Because when you're going, people will think you're crazy, but your English will be impeccable, perfect. Okay? So practice. Think about the weather before you go there, and things will be okay. What you want to do is either you're going to put the word in when you're doing the answer for this, whether it be at Ingvid or on YouTube or whatever platform you're using, you're going to put the word think and you'll put either a V or a VL. If you put V, it means it's voiced. If you put VL, it's voiceless. So you have to pick which one it is, put the word plus V or VL. Students, give them a thumbs up, thumbs down if you think they did a good job, and they can get 1 million points for each one they got correct. Booyah! So what do you think? Once again, think about the weather before you go there, and things will be okay. Good luck. You don't need it because you practiced with me, so I'm sure you got it right there. By the way, it's on the board. So, what I would like you to do, go to Ingvid, check out this and other lessons of pronunciation, grammar, conversation tips, and I don't know, did I say grammar? Yeah, grammar. You can find all of that and more at Ingvid. We've even got sheets to help you out. So go check that section, and a brilliant section where people actually talk and engage. It'll be great for you. Go to Ingvid, which is www.ing, as in English, vid, as in video.com, where I have other videos and other great teachers are there. And don't forget, if you're still listening to me now, hit like. You like it enough to stay here to listen to this, hit like. And if this is your third, fourth, or even second video, why not subscribe? Because if you think this is interesting, I've got more coming for you, right? Comes out regularly, and you'll really know when you hit subscribe. And don't forget to hit that bell, and that will give you a notification. All right, anyway, it's time for me to go. See you. It's time to go. Do, 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 da, 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 da. Next video.